Speaking of quarterbacks, Drew Bledsoe and this game last night, guys, and what it says for the protection of the quarterback and why the Cardinals are never going to win consistently without it, and even Dallas is not going to be able to do anything without a good running game and a good offensive line. Lenny.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. There is nothing you can do as a quarterback if you're not getting any time to throw the football, because pass patterns, so much of the pass patterns take time to develop, and you need that protection to let that thing work out. And I'm looking at Drew Brees, and that, sometimes they didn't even slow down those defensive linemen. And I'm watching some of these games where they didn't even block the defensive linemen. Now, Arizona didn't anyway. So Kansas City had that problem early on this season, and they were getting swamped there. I mean, the quarterbacks got knocked out, one of them, Trent Green, and they harassed the other quarterback where he was only taking a one-step drop before throwing the ball, because that's about all the time he needed. Fortunately for Kansas City, they have improved and doing a better job of not only throwing the football, but last ball game running the football as well. So I'll tell you what, that's an interesting situation in Dallas as to what Parcells is going to do, whether he's going to give the young quarterback an opportunity to start and go the whole game, or whether he'll go back to Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, Solomon Wilcox, what's your take on that? What do you think the decision? I mean, it seems the decision's already been made, even though Romo made two horrendous decisions late in the game that could have made a difference.
Yeah, I just think the Dallas Cowboys right now are second-guessing themselves big time. They started out the season believing that they had a team that can make it to a Super Bowl. And now they seem to be thinking that Drew Bledsoe is the biggest liability with their football team. And I still believe that, you know what, they're questioning the fact that he's not mobile and he can't run around like Tony Romo. Well, that's the only thing Tony Romo has that maybe Drew Bledsoe doesn't have. I still believe that the quarterback doesn't necessarily have to be a guy who can run around, that he has to be able to make plays with his mind, be able to make good decisions with the football. There's no way you can tell me that they stand a better chance of winning games with Tony Romo, the inexperienced player at the quarterback position. They need to look at their protection schemes. They need to look at protecting him up the middle, keeping him standing upright, so that Drew Bledsoe can put his best foot forward. I think that Drew Bledsoe gives them the best chance of winning ball games, and I think the fact that he's not mobile, in my mind, there's been a lot of quarterbacks who've played a lot of games and gone to the Hall of Fame without being mobile, simply because they make good decisions and they can make the throw.
You're right about that. Let me ask you something. Who are the two best quarterbacks in the league? Would it be Peyton Manning and perhaps Tom Brady? Are they running quarterbacks? No, they are not. They're intelligent quarterbacks, and they're very accurate quarterbacks, but they're not that mobile of quarterbacks. You can't do it, period. If you don't protect your quarterback, your passing game is not going to be worth the darn. You have to be able to do that. You know, they should start with the offensive line. That's the problem. It's not Drew Bledsoe and his ability to throw the football, because he can throw the ball about as accurately as anybody in the game, but he does need time to do that.
And you see that with Edgerrin James. I mean, one of the four or five best running backs in the league, and 32 carries for 55 yards. You can't run the ball like Dallas could not last night, and your quarterback's in major trouble. Len, what also happened when LeVar Arrington sacked Bledsoe for a safety? Whose fault is that?
Well, I don't know whose responsibility it is to block him, but you don't ever turn somebody loose. In any situation, you don't turn a linebacker loose, you don't turn a defensive end loose without somebody covering and responsibility of at least trying to check that guy and block him. I don't know whether it was a back's responsibility or whoever it was, but you can't turn anybody loose on that line of scrimmage.